This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so picking up on that theme of the global economy that John and Neil and I were just talking about, the Republican debate last night was long on policy, short on the other stuff. No small amount of time was spent on the economy, on trade in particular, and the question of what economic benefits exactly trade deals bring. Do they kill jobs or create them? Candidates had very distinct points of view on that last night. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore went looking for the answer.
Do big trade agreements kill jobs or create jobs? The answer is yes.
Any trade agreement does kill some jobs, but also creates other jobs.
Robert Lawrence teaches economics at Harvard's Kennedy School. In principle, it's pretty straightforward. Trade barriers go down, everyone competes. Some foreign companies will beat out American ones. Some American companies will beat out foreign ones. Now, if you ask whether big trade agreements kill more jobs than they create, there you get different answers. Take NAFTA.
My estimate is that it eliminated almost 700,000 jobs in the United States. That is a net estimate.
That was Rob Scott of the Economic Policy Institute. Here's Jeffrey Schott of the Peterson Institute.
There was a big boost in employment in the years following NAFTA, but just as NAFTA was not the reason for this big increase in employment, neither was it the cause of great losses.
Believe me, those guys could criticize each other's models all day long. The reason why estimates are all over the place, says Schott, is
it's very difficult to show clear causality.
Plus, there are long-term trends that are affecting manufacturing jobs around the globe that have nothing to do with trade agreements. Again, Harvard's Robert Lawrence.
Trade has been nowhere near as significant as developments in technology, automation, which have favored more skilled workers.
Now, whether trade agreements kill or create more jobs, whether they create better jobs, as many economists say they do, one thing economists of all kinds agree on is that for the people who do get displaced, losing your job is pretty awful. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.